Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP. After Congressman Chris Collins was indicted a few days ago on insider trading charges, people were surprised that a member of Congress could serve on a corporate board while in public office. Members of Congress can, and Collins was on five different corporate boards, according to his financial disclosure. He didn't make money from those companies, but his wife did. Michael Avenatti's in Iowa, where he says he's looking at a run for the presidency. He says Democrats want a fighter. Jonathan Martin of the New York Times reports Matt Paul is escorting him around the state. Kansas Governor Chris Collier's campaign says people were turned away from voting in his state. He ran in a primary against Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Manafort trial update. Prosecutors say they've been trying for some time to return papers and electronic devices seized from Manafort's Alexandria condo last July, but they can't get through to his attorneys. The Washington Post reports on Brett Kavanaugh's wealth. He's been a member of the Congressional Country Club and Chevy Chase. Abby Huntsman is leaving Fox News and joining The View. Spotted in Santa Fe, Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the opera. She got a round of applause. Amid reports that Omarosa taped conversations with the president, she'll appear on Meet the Press Sunday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.